Will? Will? Where are you? I can't see you! It's so dark!
Nick, the power is back on! What the fuck is wrong with you?
Wee!
Oh my god, you always have way...
Wee!
Jesus Christ! Ouch! Hey!
Hey!
Oh my god, you screamed in my ear. Ow!
I'm just being enthusiastic.
No, no enthusiasm. We've had no power for a week. And... There are children in this house! Do you hear that?
Yeah, we've had no power, but it hasn't been so bad.
It's been bad always, but with no power, it's even worse.
Oh, it was kind of fun.
No.
We told stories and...
Froze.
Roasted marshmallows.
Fucking froze more.
God, oh man, we got to use so many blankets!
And then I didn't have a bath for like 4 days, and then I cried.
Yeah, I mean, that was probably the worst part. Will did smell pretty bad.
Yeah, I did. It was pretty awful.
But the weird thing is, even though you didn't have a bath, like, and then now you have, but your hair always just stayed looking the same.
Don't remind me. hey, we appreciate every single person that reached out and offered us a kind word or, like, encouragement of... Stay warm.
Yes.
It didn't work, but...
It worked great. I felt so warm after your words of encouragement. It was like magic.
Nick, you're the worst.
What?
You are.
Hell. He's just grumpy. I don't know why he's so grumpy right now. Why are you so grumpy right now?
Wait, have you not known me for the past... 4 days or however long we've been in Barovia?
It's been 20 minutes.
Listen to these creepy giggling children in the
oh,
background.
Oh no, the ghost kids!
Ah!
Come full circle!
This episode brought to you by screaming children and no power for a week.
Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwhack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Oh my god!
That's awesome. You know what? Oh, that's happened before. There was a plumber who visited. They set up a hidden camera or whatever, and the plumber peed in their sink. It's
what
like a thing people do, I guess.
This here's my sink.
I mean, Alex
is all like, I know about this, guys. It's not me. It was a plumber.
When I was working at True Green, and there were some times where I was like, am I going to have to, go in the woods or something like that? Thankfully, I didn't have to, but...
Are you not allowed to ask to use the bathroom?
Well, True Green, most people weren't home. Like, I was just treating their yard. But
you'd have to break in.
In the case where you're somewhere where you can access a sink, I would think you would be able to ask to use the bathroom, yes.
Right.
So I don't know if that person was just a weirdo. I think the person that did the yard thing, I think they had like a bowel syndrome kind of thing or something like that. But yeah.
Sad, but also really weird. Like, I don't know what... Because, I mean, like, medical stuff, I want to have sympathy, but holy shit, you just shit on someone's lawn?
I don't think it was on the lawn, but it was like... You know,
on the front steps,
in the mailbox. They were very acrobatic as well as incontinent.
Oh, that's so terrible. Oh man, Dungeons and Dragons. It was a good transition.
It was
the perfect place to transition.
I ran out of new start sounds, so I went back to the old standard.
Okay.
Anyway, hello. It's nice to meet you all. Welcome to the game. Should I recap what happened last time?
Should you? Probably.
Does everybody remember what happened?
I remember that there was some Cersei Jaime Lannister bullshit going on for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. Was I there?
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Well, I mean, it wasn't as bad as that, but it was still gross. And then Bathwack chopped his head off because of it.
Well, stop ruining my recap.
All right, I'll say nothing.
You were just supposed to say yes.
Okay, sorry.
Recap. Last time on Pork Fried... Sorry, we don't want to miss this awkward, stilted
forest. No, dude, it's good. It's good. It's nice.
I know it's good. I'm being self-effacing for the sake of humor. Now it's awkward. Having dispatched the cultists in the basement of Lady Wachter's home, the party bumbled around with ropes in a frantic attempt to bind Izek Strozny.
Yes.
Before he had a chance to shake off Nick's magic-induced sleep. Narrowly escaping, tie him themselves up instead. Will had Bernard step in and solve the problem with his butt. Meaning he sat on Izek.
Yes.
In case you don't remember. I'm being like... vague with some of these descriptions, but I'm realizing that I need to actually explain what happened.
No, I think we get it, mostly.
He did not, in fact, tie the ropes with his butt.
He used his
tail
to tie the rope. Yes, gotcha.
I wonder how many people can put a rope in their butt and tie it.
Ew! Oh, that's a sexy party.
There's
got to
be someone out there.
Put a rope in their butt and tie.
Have you seen what people can do with cherry stems?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Sexy party trick, except not at
all. So many people that could put cherry stems in their butt and tie that into a knot. Why not a rope?
Oh my god. You had one drink, man.
Sexy party trick.
One drink.
Messed all right. Up.
After Izek woke up, his reunion with his sister Irina was at first possibly emotionally touching, but it eventually devolved into inappropriate touching.
Nice! Good one!
Thanks. I wrote that.
I think you can tell.
The group would not stand for that, and Izek eventually ended up with Batwack's sword in his throat. These events seemed to be a bit too much for Irina, whose arm blazed with flame that burst forth, filling the room and setting the house ablaze. The party, along with Irina, the cat lady, and still unconscious Blinsky, made it out of the basement, and Will decided to run back into the burning building, probably looking for a desk to rifle through.
I found one, too! Yay!
He found a bunch of pissed-off cats that Lank helped to herd outside,
yeah,
as well as a few iron chests, and he found some yummy goodies within one of them.
I did? Were they like jummies?
Yes,
jummies.
All the things I described were gummies.
Gummies, mm-hmm. That's what I was trying to think of.
The session ended with an elderly gentleman begging Baron Will to help him recover his grandson.
Oh, yeah!
Who had been stolen away in the night by man-shaped, fur-covered monsters! Werewolf.
Did you say Baron Will?
Baron Will,
Baron
yes.
Me.
Meaning he was... appearing as the Baron.
Yeah.
But it was
Will. I was thinking that he couldn't have children.
Ah!
Well, who knows? Katie has a very extensive backstory. You have no idea. That could be very clearly determined.
I have so many clearly determined weird facts about Will stowed away.
Baron, left-handed, unable to curl his tongue, Will.
No, I'm right-handed. Stupid.
No comment on the tongue curling, though.
Right. I always thought that was crazy that that's genetically decided. I when that first was taught to me, I just
I
still isn't that weird? It doesn't seem like that could be something that's decided by genetics. But what?
Like, how would that be useful slash not useful in evolution?
So strange. So weird.
It probably would help you tie a cherry stem into a knot.
It's that party tricks gene.
Oh my god.
Next time anybody meets a geneticist, ask him about the rope in the butt thing. Please. For the sake of science. Anyway.
I think we should have a pork fried dice contest where we encourage all of our listeners to reach out to their scientist friends so we can find the answer to this.
I thought you were going to say film themselves trying to tie a rope into a knot in their ass.
OMG, please do not do that.
Send them all to Abby. Her email address is...
But title them something very trickily different.
Yeah.
Yeah, like piano recital.
Oh, God. I would fall for it.
Really make you look back fondly on getting Rickrolled.
Seriously.
Also, set them all to that song. Anyway. One more line. Hang in there, everyone.
My butt is gonna tap
you. We haven't gone through the recap yet.
You say that like it's something that's odd or out of the ordinary for every session.
I know, it takes like 15 minutes to get through the recap. Oh, man.
It's a trick. If I take very long with a recap, it's less new content I have to create.
Poor person.
Every 15 minutes is a clip show. Apparently, there have been stories of a werewolf den nearby the town of Kresk, as told to you by Irina, who had picked up some tales in the church when she was working there.
That slut.
Yes. But as for what the party decides to do next, who knows?
What are you looking at me for? Like
I'm just staring. You happen to be there.
Hello.
There are less people in this direction than this direction.
Rufina would say, fewer.
Oh.
But Rufina's not talking right now.
Fewer. It was just Abby said that.
No, Rufina would. Rufina.
Yeah, it's Rufina's fault.
No, I'm saying you are lesser people.
Nice.
Specifically you.
Yes! I know, I deserve it.
So there you all are. The house is burning to the ground.
And that guy just said that. And
yes, he did.
I don't remember what we actually said to that guy, so is there something we
can
start with?
I don't know that you really said much to him.
We were finding
response.
Out about the werewolves, and we were like, wow, cool. Oh, no.
Cool? No. What do you mean?
No, it was pretty... And I was trying to figure out what to do with Irina. That was another thing. You missed that in the recap, right? Or did you say something about that?
Well, yeah, you announced that to the...
Yeah, I was...
I didn't include that because it was before I asked you what exactly you had announced to everybody about
Not that
role.
I remember it exactly
well,
what
you
I
kind
announced.
Of did. You said she was going to be like co-mayor or assistant mayor.
Yeah, I was joking. I was like, yeah, she should be. Yeah, look, this lady is going to be the new mayor.
Assistant to the.
Yeah, assistant to the regional mayor.
Lang's still trying to throw stuff at her to get her dislodged from the tree. Yeah. That part I remember from last time.
The crowd has dispersed. Irina seems to be a slightly recovered. She recovered enough to be able to inform you of the werewolf den, conveniently for me. Blinsky is unconscious. The cat lady is hanging out with the mean cats. The old man is looking up hopefully at Will as the Baron.
Oh. Of course looking at me. All right. Of course, yeah, because I'm the Baron.
You're the Baron.
Why would he be looking at me? I'm just in the guise of someone who is responsible for the well-being of this entire town. Why would I be getting all the attention?
Oh, cripes. Okay, another child to rescue. We have such a successful track record of rescuing children, you guys. Well...
What?
I mean, you guys...
Well, Baron, now you're backed up by your secret guard.
Yeah.
Oh no, we were promoted. We're no longer secret.
Yeah, we're just
the guard.
You're just the guard right. Now.
So we should help this man.
Fun in a way.
Right.
Can anyone heal? Does anyone have any capacity left to heal?
How it hasn't been long enough, right?
We should I haven't slept
in like a week.
Yeah, I can't do anything, but I'm going to try shaking Blinsky. I just want to see if I can wake him up. I thought he needed to be healed, but
yes, he would need to be healed.
I thought I healed him a little bit. Didn't I just give him a little bit of healing?
You didn't give him any. Nope. You had 6 people to share it with, and you did not include him. You did not include him. That's very rude of me.
Well, I mean, he also was stealing Irina and being an asshole, but then I guess we found out that it's not his fault. Ugh.
You sound like Lang.
I might be able to get him a glass of water with my create water.
Does he need to be stabilized? I mean, I can just do the basic... stuff.
Oh, I have a cantrip. I have spare the dying. How dead is he?
He does not seem to be dying. He is unconscious. He does not... You wailed on him for a while, and that last blow pretty much laid him low, but he's not on the way out.
Will, do you have a healing potion?
I just used it on... I used my only one on Irina, unfortunately. Unfortunately. I mean, I totally meant. Of course I meant to give her my healing potion. I definitely didn't say that out loud, hopefully. Yeah.
You think if he rests for long enough, he'll probably come around.
All right. I need to take
Can't
a nap.
Can't we just
anyway.
All take a nap? And then?
You certainly can.
Yeah.
How long ago...
Where are we going to go?
How long ago was your child taken?
Oh, that was last night.
Oh, so time is kind of the essence. Shit.
Yeah.
I was hoping for a nap.
You'd think that if werewolves... I'm not going to say this out loud, but you'd think that if werewolves took a child, he'd totally be dead already. But I guess this is D&D, so yes, when did that happen? Was it more than 5 seconds ago? No?
Well, it also occurs to me that they would have been more upset about it sooner, but I guess maybe he has been.
Yeah, maybe he couldn't
There's
find
There's been
me.
A lot going on
yeah, I have
in this
been...
town today.
Yeah, okay.
The Baron was announced dead, and then the Baron was alive, and then the Blue Water Inn blew up.
All right. Okay, so we have to come up with...
And now Lady Walker's house is on fire.
Exactly. Like, everything is on fire in this entire town. So here are the list of things we need to do, obviously. We have to save this child, of course. That is very important. And he looks around at the group. We have to
Making
take
Making sure they all heard you.
Right.
You heard me say that, right? Right? I'm a good person.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And Baron, aren't you concerned about your son?
Yeah, well, I mean, we saw him. He is alive. We know he's alive.
Really?
Yes.
He was outside the Blue Water.
He was outside, and
he seems
he wasn't
to
talking
be suffering
to us.
From smoke inhalation.
Right, but, like, he wasn't burned alive or anything. Nope. So I know he's alive the last time I saw him. Irina is, whatever her deal is, setting things on fire, a little hysterical, for a good reason, of course. I wouldn't want to be forcefully made out with in any situation, but especially a sibling. It's kind of gross. And Blinsky, do we put him in prison? I don't know if I know, I don't know if Will knows about whether this was not his fault. Belinsky's fault, but Will's like, do we put him in prison? Should we put him in a cell somewhere? I mean, he tried to...
I think he was under some kind of control.
Okay.
Well, let's wake him up and ask him. You were trying to wake him up, though, weren't you?
Yeah. So, okay, let's take everyone back to the house. How about that? We can take him back to my house, my lovely house that totally doesn't have anyone dead in it. It's pretty great there.
Lots of dead people.
I'd rather sleep in the church.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? I'm guessing church is probably going to get even more busy since a lot of people have their homes burned down. What do you think?
Well, I mean, the Baron, Lady Fiona, and the Blue Water. But most of the houses are fine, aren't they?
I thought there were houses connected to the Blue Water.
There was some significant
damage. No, because I was on the Bucket Brigade, and the whole reason I went with you guys is because the other houses weren't in danger.
Well,
otherwise,
I
would have stayed on the Bucket Brigade.
The fire was seemed to be... starting to get under control, but by the time you had even arrived there, Lank, things had gotten pretty bad. So a lot of the surrounding buildings have been...
I'm pretty sure that it was that the reason that you didn't even come to get us was that you were taking people out of houses, Lank. And the reason that you were convinced to go is that you said that it was under control.
Yeah, Rafina helped with her gallons of water.
I think that, Lank, you did not act out of character. You definitely... We're making sure that everyone was good. You're so good, Lank. We get it. You totally never burned
you know
any
how,
bacon.
You know how
sound.
People get those stickers that say, I donated blood today or I voted? Lank wants a sticker that says, I helped save people's houses from the great Blue Water fire of whatever the fuck year this is.
Right, exactly. Yeah, we know.
For Lank, it would be like a sticker the size of his back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We'll add Lank's name to the Wikipedia article.
Yes, exactly.
Notable rescuers, Lank Stumpers.
All right. Yeah. Okay, I mean, like, I don't want to, you know, cause a huge debate or anything, but I feel like the house,
yeah, right.
The house offers more privacy than the church, I would think, because people go to the church to stay overnight. That's Will. Will would say that. I mean, we could all go to the church, certainly. But the house will give us a little more privacy, and we do have a Blinsky and an Arena to kind of figure out, right?
Perhaps that is the best course of action, Baron.
But yeah, so you told us where, and he turns to the man again. You told us which gate he was taken out of.
Yes, I did. I'm sorry, Baron. Yes, sir. They went to the west.
Okay, cool. all right, we have to get these people. You know, everyone's on fire everywhere, and everyone's dying everywhere. We will absolutely go after your grandson.
Yes. No, I understand. As soon as something can happen, yes, I.
As
of course.
Yeah. Fuck. What are we supposed to do, you guys? God, we have to. Oh my god.
Self care.
Yeah, we have to rest.
Yeah. So. I hate the children stuff because, like, as a parent, it's become completely different for me. And I, like, don't like the idea that there's some child that was taken by werewolves and we're like, we'll see to it once we get a nap. I hate that.
I'm sure it's just like in the movie Labyrinth with the baby. It's having a great time with the goblins. They're dancing.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, like, so this is just a really bimodal distraction. I mean, like, either the child was eaten right away or he'll be eaten, you know, eventually.
Speaking as someone who has lived for 2 years next to a child who has never stopped screaming, the thought of her being carried off by a werewolf is really appealing to me.
Oh, no. Oh, God. Oh, gosh.
Greg, throw him in the alternative take.
Yeah. Just for balance.
I'd pay that werewolf.
I've been sending out werewolf lures and...
And werewolves are not like this fantastical, like, unknown thing to all of you living in this fantasy land. I mean, you certainly have heard of them. I don't know if you've ever run into them yourselves, but they're not lightweights, you don't really think. They're pretty significant
Shit. Okay,
foes.
Okay, self-care. All right, where are we going? Church or my housey?
Let's go to your housey, Baron.
Barony.
You can cuddle up for night time.
All right.
Which has a more working bathroom, the church or the Baron's house?
Well, you hey, know
is
that...
Is it a one and a half bath at least, Eric?
There is no kitchen at the church.
Oh, that's right. I can just pee in the sink.
Yeah, there we go.
There we go. Bringing it full circle.
Oh, gross. Hey, Guy. Old man, do I know your name? Have we met before?
It's Boris.
Hello, Boris. Sorry, I am... Whatever.
It's
anyway.
Okay. You're a very, very busy man. I know. I
Boris,
understand.
Boris. Mm. Do you have something that has, like, the child's scent on it? Bring it by to my house later. I'll set my bloodhound on
knock
it.
Knock first.
I don't have... Yeah, knock first. I don't have a bloodhound either, but I have...
cannot stress this enough.
But maybe that'll help somehow.
Well, are your mastiffs, yes, I'm sure that they...
Yes, can. I totally do! My mastiffs!
Oh, the ones that are alive, right?
Yes!
Speaking, of the, speaking of the bathroom...
Yeah, speaking of the bathroom...
Oh, I hate
this. Yes, bring it by later. I've gotta go.
Okay, I'll find something. Good. He looks relieved to have maybe something to do.
Yes, okay.
To help, and he hurries off towards the west.
Okay. Oh, he lives in the west, too. Nah, he's screwed.
Nah, yeah.
He lives in the setting sun.
All right, so do you all head to the house?
Yes.
Well, I guess so.
Sprint to bed.
On the way, mm-hmm. I would like to say that I want to keep an eye out for Galdar, if I can find him, or if I see another homeless dude, and I might be like, hey, if you know where Galdar is, send him to my house.
Huh? My name's Raldag. What can I do for you?
Close enough.
It's even awful backwards.
Okay. You do not see Galdar.
Okay.
I mean, there's plenty of pitiful, poor, wretched, terrible...
Oh, stop. I'm looking for Galdar.
Pitiable figures in this town for you to approach if
is.
You want.
That's who I want. Well, I'm going to ask... I'm going to reach in my bag, give whoever it is
yep.
a gold piece, since I have plenty right now, and be like, find Galdar. Okay, I will. Of course I will. But find Galdar and tell him to come to the mayor's house as soon as... possible.
All right. She nods and says, okay. Yes, Baron, I will.
Oh, it's a girl.
Yep.
Ah, sweet. Okay. I'll have a boy and a girl in my collection, and then they'll have children, and then I'll be able to, like, have them do stuff for me. It'll be great. I'll just have a whole family of stuff.
I'll sell them to the werewolves.
Yeah. Income all over the place. Income all over the place. That sounded like a bad thing to say at the end of that. All right. Yep.
Let's not say it too many times in a row.
Yeah.
Dan. All right. So you make it back to the house. It's not like nighttime yet, so you have some time if anybody has anything they want to discuss or look at or mention or anything like that.
Do we know if there's a store in this place that might sell healing potions or something?
Rictavio mentioned that the stockyard has some normal provisions. Based on his description, you would guess that it would probably be a very slight chance that they would have that. Something magical like that. It's mostly like, you know, normal, mundane goods and that kind of thing. You could certainly check it out.
Can't we just go to a local wizard's house?
You go to what? What did she say?
She said the local wizard's house.
The local wizard's house. You met the local wizard. He lived in the attic.
No. There must be other local wizards.
He's going to cast his healing spell on you. Side effect will be it will teleport you to some unknown place.
Hopefully.
Healing spell, and then you die immediately after feeling better for about 30 seconds.
Yeah. It gives you 20 times your hit points.
Oh, God.
And then your heart explodes. To remind a few of you, Will, you found a bunch of stuff in that house.
Yes, I did.
Lank, you're still weighed down by magical artifact upon magical artifact.
Yes, and I wish I still have not found where I wrote down what I got.
If only there were someone who knew. I know. Do you want me to remind you?
If you would not mind reminding me, I would appreciate it.
Fuck, now I have to remember what I gave you. Okay.
One of them was the carafe.
Yes, there was a jug with lots of different corks with different symbols on them where Bathwack poured out a bunch of honey on the ground.
Oh, Link, here. I'm going to give him the honey.
Oh, to refill it.
Yeah.
Sweet. Thank you.
Phew. That was, yeah, that weighed heavily on my mind.
Yes, you could tell.
Not heavily, you remembered.
So there was that jug. There was a magical rod of some type with different symbols carved into it. You also had found a wand, one rod. There was a bag full of beans. And,
oh, yeah, I want to know what those are so much.
And then you found that holy symbol itself that uttered that message that we reviewed last time.
So remind me if we know that he has that. Do we all know?
I don't know, to be honest.
The last one, the holy symbol, I never got back to you before something happened.
Yeah.
When I was going through the attic, I brought things out one at a time, and nobody knew what to do with any of them except dumping the honey all over the floor.
Yeah, I don't even think anybody but Bathwack even saw them. I think you showed Bathwack a couple of them. That was one of them.
The wand and the rod, I don't think I showed him the beans, and I don't think I showed him the holy symbol. Hmm. However, that reminds me that I wanted, because Lank had asked when we had What's-Her-Face under the truth spell, Lank had asked, how do you prevent people from taking over? And she had suggested a holy symbol, and he has a holy symbol. Can I, like, wear that as a necklace of some sort?
Yes, you certainly can.
Okay, I would like to equip the holy symbol.
Okay. It doesn't have, like, a chain, but you can tie, like, a piece of string or something around it or whatnot to...
I have a sewing kit.
To drape, yes, exactly. You can macrame a...
Yes, macrame!
you can make a bolo tie and make that the clasp.
You all notice that Lang suddenly has a very fashionable ascot.
Or just use it as a brooch. All right. So there's that, but there are those other things, too.
All right, and I have now written it down again, so hopefully this time it sticks.
Okay. Do you share them with the group or investigate them yourself, or just keep them in your bag for now?
I guess I'm not thinking about them right now, so I'm just holding on to them.
Okay. What about Will? With some downtime, do you want to investigate what you had rooted out from the house?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I really want to take a look at the deeds, deeds to the land that, I guess, Strahd gave to Lady Wachter or her family or something. That seemed crazy to me.
All right, yes, these are notarized deeds. There are five of them. Mm-hmm. They seem to be for parcels of land. they are for parcels of land, given to the Wachter family by Count Strahd von Zarevich nearly 4 centuries ago.
Okay. Is there anything specific about the land? Where is it? What kind of land is it? Is there any information like that in there?
Not really. I mean, they're described.
439.
I mean, you know, they don't have like GPS coordinates or anything like that. So yeah. They're described through landmarks and travel down, you know, the main road to the east from Valaki, you know, 3 miles. Plot of land starts at the big rock shaped like a dog head and goes back to the tree that. You know, whatever, that kind of thing.
Okay.
None of them state anything about, like, any structures or anything like that.
Is it anywhere near
the
Wizard of Wines? Anything over there?
There looks like there's two over there in the west, in that general vicinity. Nothing that would include any of that, the land that the,
I meant, like, more like the Yester Hill.
You think
anything?
Maybe one might be actually between, kind of where you flew over before, between the hill and the winery.
So a lot of dumb land that has nothing on it. All right, cool.
Stupid, dumb. Hate it.
I mean, I'm excited because this is Will's whole deal, is like land and politics and crap that doesn't make Katie excited at all, but he would be excited. Okay. And there was a wooden pipe.
Yep.
Is there anything special about it? Do I have to roll or something?
It seems very old.
Does it have bubbles in it? Can I? if it's a bubble pipe, I totally give it to Rafina, and I'm like, here you go. Bubble pipe.
Oh, she wants it.
Well, it's just a hash pipe.
Do I roll anything for it? Like, is it weird in any way? Does it disassemble and there's a secret message inside? Like,
you could do whatever
you
think Will would do.
Did you say hash pipe?
I did. It was a reference to a Weezer song called Hash Pipe.
Oh. Apologies for...
It's okay. Not knowing Weezer.
Is it Arcana?
Well, it depends on how you're investigating
it. Well, I wanted to roll to see if I felt any, like, weird magic coming from it.
Okay, that would be Arcana.
So that only is 11.
You do not feel any weird magic coming off of it.
All right, if I don't, can I, like, kind of twist it? Not, like, to break it, but to see if I can disassemble it.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of
investigation?
Investigation.
It dissolved into dust.
Also an 11. Damn it.
It seems, as far as you can tell, like a normal wooden pipe. I mean, it's a very fine pipe. If you like pipes. As pipes go, it is a grade A choice pipe.
But, like, someone else's mouth was probably on it. Yuck. Man.
That's a good bet. Yes.
Right. Like, does it belong to...
It is still spitty.
In that portrait that I saw in there that had Lady Wachter and the dead guy who wasn't dead.
He was smoking a pipe. You think it might be this very pipe?
It was his pipe. All right. My God, does it have poison on it? Did she kill him? I don't know. All right, I don't know anything about it, so that sucks. Okay. Then there was also a letter from Vasily to some other Wachter. These are my notes. They're very bare, because I was like trying to scribble them down.
All right, so if you look at that letter, it is from Lord Vasily von Holtz to Lady Lovinia Wachter. The date on it indicates that this is... a few hundred years old. So you could assume that Lovinia is probably an ancestor in the Wachter bloodline. And It is not a negative, it is a positive.
Okay.
It has a positive message within.
Okay.
It's thanking her for her hospitality, loyalty, and friendship over the years. Make an intelligence check.
Alright, that is 14.
Alright. You think the writing looks familiar, but you can't place it. You might want to ask for some help.
Oh, okay. I think, and then there's a book and a manuscript. I'm not going to read the manuscript. It's by Fiona Wachter. I'm not going to read that right now, but can I flip through the grimoire? Is that what you called it?
Yes. I think it's grimoire.
We're American, Eric.
Grimoire. Grimoire?
Because there's an E at the end, like armoire, I would say the R.
Yeah, right?
It's grimoire.
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 Okay, grimoire. All right.
Grimoire.
Or grimoire.
Grimoire.
Grimoire. I would like to page through the grimoire.
Okay. It seems like it is full of things about demons and devils and summoning and...
Something that will actually be helpful for me. I like it.
That kind of thing.
I hug it. I kiss it. I put it back in my bag.
And then you got some money.
Yeah. I got some money.
Mm-hmm. In both... One is in... some of it was in a silk bag and some of it in a leather bag. So you also have a silk bag and
different?
A leather bag. The silk bag had the electrum pieces.
Oh.
The leather bag had the gold pieces.
Would there be a reason for that I would know?
Hmm. Maybe organizationally, and those were the bags they had.
Okay. I just didn't know if there was something about D&D money, gold. I don't know
when
about
you put them
what
together,
the hell
they
electrum
explode.
Is. Yeah, exactly.
Electrum is a mixture of gold and silver.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah. It's an alloy.
I like the simulacrum of that, you know?
Ooh! Yes! Guys, we're teaching her. She didn't use it right, but we're getting there.
I'm no longer the biggest jerk.
I was trying to think of the first word that I didn't know. I haven't known many words that we've done, but man, awesome. All right. The grimoire of the simulacrum. All right, anyway.
Good point.
Okay, cool. I'm going to take the... I mean, I'm assuming I could go through the... Where are we going through our stuff? We're at the house, right?
I'm assuming you guys are in the house, yes.
Some private area is what I assume.
Probably somewhere with a desk.
It's up in the hallway.
It is.
Just in the middle of the hallway. Yeah, that was done in, I'm assuming, a semi-private area,
unless
if I could.
Someone else in the party insists they would never let you alone.
Right. But from that area, I would definitely take the letter, the Vasily letter, because that's definitely applicable to our adventurer since we heard of Vasily from the coffin maker.
Correct.
Henry.
He was the one that told you that Vasily asked him to keep these vampire spawn in his house.
Right. Cool. All right. Yeah, I'm going to go out to everybody or wherever anyone is gathered, if anyone is all together.
What has Rafina been doing? Anything of note?
She's sort of, well, they're not actually going through the things that they have, so never mind.
Yeah, Lank isn't.
She was going to be curious.
And Will snuck away.
No longer curious. Forget it.
How about Bat Thwack?
Yeah, she's just sort of mutedly skipping along. Okay, Bat Thwack, you go.
No, I just want to make sure I tell everybody what happened with Blinsky. And then is there, well, I'm just going to try to put him somewhere comfortable.
Yep.
And then rest.
There's a few beds, and some of the rooms have nice little couches and things like that, so you can put them somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'll use the bathroom and then tuck myself in bed.
Oh, tell us more!
I just love the idea that there's no bathroom in the house.
Well, I mean, if depending how good your aim is, there might be a way to make your, you know, get up, stand up on something, and aim between... Anyway,
I also wonder, like, what our long-term plan is. There's still some servants in the house. They're, like, confined to the bottom floor. I don't know if we should do something more.
That's what Will was kind of asking Galdar's help. Will was figuring that Galdar might be able to get a cart somehow. Like, if he gives him money to bring a cart over, I'll tell the DM my whole plan so you know that this is what I plan to do. In these wee hours, or I mean, it can't be that late.
No, it's not late at all yet.
Right. Okay. So yeah, that's what one of the things. Will always has 100,000 things that he needs to do. So that is what he was going to plan to do. Get Galdar, hopefully, if he comes to the door, to get a cart, and then they can somehow secretly, when it gets darker, get these bodies into the cart and take them outside of the town walls and dispose of them.
Okay. But for now, he hasn't come to the door, and so you have a letter that you want to...
Yes. Oh, is everyone chilling out somewhere?
You can find anybody.
I mean, I would like to say it to everybody.
Okay. Go ahead.
I'm listening.
Okay. Well,
Rafina's ready to be curious.
So, when I went up to the actual house part of the house, of Fiona Wachter's house... Running through the flames like the hero that I am, I discovered this letter in her desk. That is not true, but that is what he says. From Vasily von Holtz. Is that right? Holtz?
Mm-hmm.
Not Holt. Okay. Vasily von Holtz.
Holtz with a Z.
Okay. who Vasily was the one that said, hey, keep these vampires in your coffin shop and you'll get good business. The weird thing about this letter, though, and he hands it around, I don't know if you guys think the same thing. Is it dated? But you said it seemed to be several...
It's old.
It's
yeah.
old, like hundreds old, of years yeah. old. So, yeah, Vasily, thinking he might be a vampire too? I don't know. Like, if it's Vasily von Holtz talked to Henrik and he wrote this letter, that's weird.
About everybody roll intelligence checks, and Rafina, you can do so with advantage.
Yay! Ah! I got a two.
Roll it
that
again.
That means I get to roll again, though, right? A nine. Oh, wait. Where's the dot? A six.
Plus your intelligence.
Plus zero.
Anybody 11. Else? 11? Blank?
Bathwack and I are 11 buddies.
All right. Nick takes a look at it. Idiots.
We're really tired. Yeah. Asshole.
We've been secret guarding all night long.
It also looks familiar to Batwack and Lank, but Nick looks at it and he says, "This, who has the book, the tome?
Whoa,
from the winery."
Rafina?
I think I do. But I'm too stupid to remember.
But Nick says this out loud.
Yeah. I think you probably put it in your terrarium.
Yeah.
That's where everything eventually ends up.
Don't be silly. You don't put books in a terrarium.
Pardon me. I'm going to bed.
You put them on top to keep the screen weighed down so the stuff inside doesn't crawl out.
I dig it out of my whichever container we decide it's actually in.
Got it. Okay.
I think that I have it. Right?
You pull it out of your water skin, and
like it's moist.
Here we go. And the handwriting is one and the same.
What?
Dun dun dun.
So it's the same handwriting? Will's like, I didn't know that. So is it? Cool. Okay. What does that mean? Is it Strahd pretending to be someone else? That doesn't make any sense. What? Well, I guess that just means that Strahd pretended to be Vasily von Holtz to get...
But why can't they be the same person?
Right. Yeah, it's the same person. I'm saying, like, he pretended to be someone else to get Henrik to...
Oh, he created the persona.
Right. Because the Wachters like Strahd, but maybe that's how he got them to like him. Because I'm like, why would he have to pretend to be someone else for them to correspond with him? But maybe that's how he got them to trust him or to...
Maybe he has a count name and a vampire name. Oh, wait, never mind. That doesn't work. Those are both the same.
I mean, am I being stupid? Like, what are we supposed to think about that? Is that what we're supposed to think? That he has a persona to interact with people, I guess.
Maybe it's his familiar.
Who is also ancient and can live for several hundred years. Okay.
Pretty cool familiar.
Interesting. And weird. Cool. Thought this would be more important, but it's just confusing. Sorry, guys. Well, well, well.
Okay.
Greg, what do you think?
I don't know. I didn't roll well on my intelligence check.
That's what I'm thinking. I think I rolled a six for the whole night.
Let's sleep on it.
I don't think we can. I don't think we can dwell on it now, though, because we just need to get better, to rest, and then we can explore and get more clues.
Cool. So you determine this jaw-dropping conclusion. Everybody is just flabbergasted.
I don't think we have a conclusion. That's why we're not flabbergasted, because we're like, what is it? All right, we don't can't figure it out, so none of us are impressed. We're all
We've
like,
been awake for a while.
Yeah.
Some of us are dying.
He says at 2 p.m.
Oh, God.
And as this is happening, Blinsky is starting to come around.
Oh, goody.
Look, everyone, Blinsky is blinking his eyeballs.
Lank runs out of the room.
Rafina points.
Oh, no, Lank has a bit of sympathy for him at the suggestion that he may have been under somebody else's control.
Ah, yes.
Where's my puppet, Blinsky?
Huh? What? What? Where am I?
Your face is pretty messed up, right? He got a face burn.
Yes, he's all burned up.
Where are your eyebrows, Blinsky?
Yes!
Stupid bastard. Poor Blinsky. Look like a moron without your eyebrows.
My what? And he reaches up and feels his whole face. Ah! Ah! What?
Yeah, that was my reaction.
What's happening? What's going on? Where am I?
You're in the Baron's house.
Blinsky, you have been a puppet yourself.
Whoa!
Does Will look like the Baron?
Yes, I think I'm just used to being this Baron guy. The other servants are here and stuff, so I'm just being the Baron, yes. Okay.
Blinsky, can you please tell the Baron who has been controlling you?
Controlling me? What?
Cut the crap, Blinsky!
What do you mean? I don't understand.
I did know. I was aware. Have you been doing things that you didn't want to do?
I don't know. What happened? What did I do?
Just listen to the recap, Blinsky.
Yeah.
It got interrupted too many times. I could not keep track of it.
Did you mean to be standing in a pentagram earlier?
A penta what?
He's either being mind controlled or he's incredibly stupid.
Blinsky, do you remember anything from the past couple days?
Oh, I remember all of you. You came back. You visit with friend Rictavio in my shop. There was some it fuzzy. Will you come see me again?
I look like the Baron. Oh, but sure. Damn it. Hey, what's up?
Will comes and sees me again, but that. Foggy. I remember purple smoke.
Purple. Sound,
and lots of whips.
Oh no.
I do not know.
No, Will, like, I think audibly is like, oh no. And he like backs out of the room. Moon walks out.
Sorry, how much do most of us know about the whips and the purple smoke?
Okay. Lank.
Bathwack has never
I guess Lank
seen...
knows something.
Lank has seen the swirly man appear and disappear with the sound of a whip crack.
That's right. Okay, so Bathwack doesn't know anything.
Way back in the town of Barovia, after the dream pastry incident and the crowd.
It totally is because I gave him that fucking club. That's why. It was supposed to do something to Lank, and I did something to Blinsky. Good job, Will.
And
I'm the best.
I think that's it. I don't think the other
I don't
two.
Think they have.
I mean,
no.
Nick knows too, he but who gives a up. Shit about Nick? Nick dies. Yeah, anyway, let's go.
It's a Lank and Nick mirror.
Lank and Nick
no
would
idea.
Know.
Dude, I like Nick.
Yeah. Yeah, so do I.
We like Nick because he worships you.
Well, it always helps. But.
It's awesome. I love that, though. That's amazing. It's so great.
Anyway.
So do people remember that?
I mean, Lank would remember that. It wasn't that long ago, and it was pretty memorable. But the other two, I don't think they would have had anything to remember.
And did Lank know that Blinsky had a... Did he recognize the club? He saw it. He saw it because he fought him.
Yeah.
All right. Sweet. Will's going to die now via the hands of everyone else in the group. All right.
So
your patron.
Other than that, I do not know. What did I do something wrong?
Well, yeah.
Oh.
I don't feel bad about it because, well, it was bad.
Oh, but I do. What happened?
Well, you almost killed me.
You guys.
Oh, me? I That seems a bit ridiculous. Are you all putting me on? What is happening? What are you doing to Blinsky?
Blinsky, how'd you get that boo-boo on your face?
I don't know. My face feels
feels very... I don't know. What
you've got boo-boo. To remember. You've got to remember. More than... What else do you remember? Just the swirly smoke and then what? I mean, the purple smoke and then what?
He scrunches his face up real tight. He's like, I remember two big dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Now we're getting somewhere.
You killed the mayor's dogs.
Some kind of flying demon thing? Little demon creature?
Back up. What, were the dogs what? In your shop?
I do not. I. He's still scrunching. He's like all his.
Demon creature.
Is scrunching even a word? But I like it.
Scrunching. That's
you guys,
totally a word.
Okay.
I and then lots of fire.
Oh God.
I do not know. Oh, I remember. Oh, the doll girl. I remember the doll girl.
You saw the doll girl, the real doll girl.
And then he looks
the
over.
Real
and
says, girl.
Yes.
The doll
yes.
Girl?
Yes. Her. And he points over at Irina, who
well,
I just remembered
she
is with you all.
She's an arsonist.
An arsonist.
Hey! Ah, nice! But wait. Where do you remember seeing the doll girl?
I don't know. I just have images, flashes of things in my brain head. I don't...
Will is, weirdly quiet.
Can you? Oh, Linsky, can you describe this flying demon thing? What did that look like? What do you mean?
It was it very small. It have bright red skin, pointy tail, horns. It's stabbing someone. Oh, I don't know. No. Oh, it's stabbing Baron's wife?
Oh.
Lady, what's the fuck's her name? I don't remember.
And we don't care, so go on, you.
Is this bad dream? What?
No.
Not a bad dream.
Rafina pulls out her water skin, and she dumps it into a cup, and a few sticks fall out of the water skin because they've been steeping. And she hands the little mug and says, here, have some nice ice twig tea, and take some deep breaths.
Oh, thank you. And he takes a sip. It tastes like sticks.
No, not sticks. Twigs.
It's actually not bad.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Blinsky, I love you! Give him a big hug.
So, yeah, I don't... I'm so sorry, I don't remember more. I don't...
Can I roll to determine if the flying demon is familiar to me?
What do you mean?
Does his description sound familiar to me?
No. What are you getting at? Katie.
The fly, like some flying demon, like would he know? Does it sound like, I don't know, like does it sound like a demon that I have looked at in this book or my other book that I had from the.
Oh, actually, yes. Yeah, it would look. He's describing what sounds like sort of classically and kind of generically described as an imp.
An imp.
Mm hmm. Commonly found as a familiar, used as a familiar.
Oh, so the swirly man isn't also a little red flying creature?
No, he's just smoke, like purple okay. smoke, purple gray.
So he doesn't have much of a... He's not very corporeal in that way?
He has taken on forms before.
Oh, that's true. Uh-huh. He has. I guess that's true. He could have been that, I guess.
You don't know.
All I know is that Whip Cracks and Purple Smoke is my patron.
You're not saying that.
I am not saying that. Like that's what I'm saying. Will is very, very quiet and completely uninvolved in this conversation. He's like backed himself away and is like, he does not know what to do. That I'm trying to think of what a smart con man guy would know what to say, and I don't know. I'm like, I feel like I am screwed if anyone remembers anything.
Would Lank say anything?
At this point, no. But he would probably look as though, wait a second, that sounds familiar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you would totally associate that with that.
Whip smoke, yeah.
You saw purple smoke shoot up some guy's dead guy's nose and bring him back to life.
Yeah, so it's not a pleasant memory.
Mm-mm. But it's memorable, that's for sure.
Yes.
So that happened. So, oh, Baron, your wife, I'm so sorry. Is she okay?
I'm not actually the Baron, and he changes back to Will, but he's like, shh, there's servants.
Oh! Hello, Will.
She says quietly.
Switches back because he's like, it's got to keep this because we've been covering for this entire thing for the past couple days or day. I don't even know how the what the time is anymore, but for the past...
Since you've been the mayor?
Yeah.
Since this morning.
Since just this morning. Okay, so since last night we've been covering for this that happened, that you this thing you did.
Where is Mayor?
He's dead.
Oh.
Yeah.
What happened to him?
He says almost hopefully.
Don't worry about it. Don't even worry about it. We've got a better mayor situation going on. Don't even worry about it. He was kind of a scumbag as far as we could glean. But now I'm not even sure anymore. He's just, I feel like I don't know. I don't know what to do. I have no idea.
Okay. He looks around at all of you. What happened to me? Do you know?
Well, when I smashed the club that you were carrying, you seemed to, now that you're awake, you seem to be your old self.
Club. Will, you give me club. You told me make toy. Sorry. Will, you give me club. You tell me make toy.
That club belonged to somebody else. That was not... I told you that. I think I...
Yes, you say right, it was yep. Lank's club.
Yes. And yep, I did say that.
You tell me make toy for Lank.
Yeah.
Whose was it?
Here, Will say that club belonged to Lank.
Whispering.
What? What do you say?
What?
Huh?
Who's on first? What?
What is she saying? Is she okay? Do you hear whips? Rafina, do you see smoke?
Whose club was it?
It was... Will said it was Lank's.
And he gestures to Lank.
Oh, it's too bad I didn't roll a higher intelligence roll. Then I wouldn't be able to figure something out about that.
What are you trying to figure out? That was on something else, that other roll.
I know.
That doesn't just set your intelligence for the day.
Yeah.
I really feel like it has, though. Well, just the fact that Will has been keeping something quiet about something Will knows about Link.
Well, I mean, you could think there might be some secret there. You also know that, I mean, they knew each other before you guys came along for at least a little bit. I mean, you could ask them. They're right there.
So Will and Lank were sharing a club?
That is all Lank's club. After we all had our visions, I happened to find that on the ground outside of the church, and I tried to give it to him, and he wouldn't take it. And so in my vision told me that I had to give it to him. So I was trying to, and he's like, Will's being weirdly honest right now, actually. I mean, besides the vision is
I was like, wait, so we're connecting this now.
Right. I was giving it to Blinsky to see if he could make something that I thought Lank might take. But
why?
I like that was your approach. It was like, well, Lank despises Blinsky, so maybe if Blinsky builds something from this, Lank will want it.
I just thought, I you know.
Blinsky explained why Will knows that everyone like Toy. So he knows if Lank not take club, he certainly take Toy.
Yeah.
But I
Will,
guess I
never,
did not.
You never gave me a club.
I didn't get... I didn't,
do you
I
want
didn't...
this one?
Which one?
No, that one's used. It's smashed, right?
That one's used.
Yeah, it is in splinters in the bottom of a burning building.
That was all I got. I mean, I got that and a list that I did give to Lank. And I don't know if he still has it, but he has that. So... Yeah.
Okay.
So,
guess that.
So would Lank have tried to murder me if Lank had gotten this club?
I don't know. I don't know anything more than what I found.
I mean, that's happened before.
Lank was going to start off very earnestly and then sort of stop himself. He's like, I have tried to murder you before, but that wasn't my fault.
I would never try to, except for, but. Once there was.
I would never try to. Others might try on my behalf, apparently.
So this was on the ground after your vision.
Yeah.
So at the beginning of my vision, I felt peace and sunlight and warmth. It was a good vision.
Mine
was crying?
Did you have the same kind of vision? From the Morning Lord?
Who are you talking to?
Yeah, who are you asking?
I think he might be talking to you.
I'm talking to Will. Yeah, I mean, this club, it appeared right after your vision. It must be from the Morning Lord, but...
Yeah.
This doesn't seem like the work of the Morning Lord.
must have been. I gotta roll a bluff, I guess. Must have been, because we all had the visions at the same time.
Yeah, go ahead and roll a deception check. And Batwack and whoever else is listening, which is probably everyone.
I rolled a natural one.
Nice. Do I even bother rolling now?
I thought you were going to say 20, and I was going to be like, man, wow.
I mean, everybody can roll. As long as you don't roll a one, you know Will is full of shit.
Oh my,
more so than usual.
F. I got a one.
That's like perfect.
All right.
Well,
it's my first time getting a one.
It feels like I'm going to give you a hug, Will.
Yeah, she just comes up and gives me a hug.
I am going to give you a hug, Will.
Will, Rafina, you are convinced that Will is telling the truth.
Oh my god.
The rest of you, not so much.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.